Good morning. Today we have a continuation of what we started yesterday. The question we are addressing is somebody walking along, for example, on the street and sees food that is on the street. Can you simply keep walking or do you have to deal with it? For example, lift it up, put it in a place that people won't be trampling on it, or is this not an issue? So in fact, it could potentially really be an issue based on the Gemara in Eiruvin, Baba Mitzia, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Ochlin. The number of poskim say that if we see that food there and it's not limited to bread, we would indeed have to either lift it up or push it to the side to a place that people will not be walking on it. And the core concept here is there's a prohibition of bizui ochlim, disgrace to food. And this means it doesn't have to be us that caused the disgrace, but we would be continuing it if we simply left the scene and don't address the issue of lifting up that food or putting it in an area that people will not be walking on that food. That is the isur of bizui ochlim. And today we're going to talk about certain exceptions to the rule of three in particular, that there may not be an obligation when somebody encounters that food to move it. And just to flag an important issue, the fact is that even if we say there are heterim to not move that food, to not deal with that food, to not lift it up, to push it to the side, but in a number of instances, it would still be prohibited to walk on that food. We are not saying that it would be permitted to walk on that food, simply that we can depart from the scene or walk by without ourselves lifting or removing or moving that food to another location so it doesn't get trampled on by others. So exception to the rule number one brought by some poskim is if it's very small. The piece of food is very small, less than the amount of a kezias, a large olive. If it's smaller than that, then we would not be obligated to deal with it. We don't have to move it. We don't have to push it to the side. We don't have to lift it up and put it elsewhere. But as mentioned before, you still cannot walk on it. Even if it's a small piece of food, that doesn't mean we can walk on that food. We simply don't have to deal with that food. So that is exception to the rule number one. Exception to the rule number two, as brought in the Sefer Eitz Hasadeh, is kishemunach b'tzura she'ein darkam shel b'nei adam la'ochlav. It's in a way, if it's settled on the floor in a way that people would not, they typically do not eat it, then it would be permitted to leave it on the floor. You still can't walk on it, but I can leave it there. What does that mean? And this is actually subject to a machlokis between Rav Eliashiv and Rav Nissen Karelitz as follows. So first we'll bring the shita of Rav Eliashiv, who was lenient on this, and then the shita of Rav Nissen Karelitz, who was machmir on it, and that you still have to lift it up. So this is the shita of Rav Eliashiv. Haroa b'rshus harabim, chatichas pas, or prusas pas. If somebody sees in rshus harabim, meaning in the street, he sees a piece of bread, a roll, a small piece of it, v'chadome, or something similar, you don't have to lift it up. Why? If it's in the Rishus HaRabim on the floor, on the street, because it is not the way of people to eat something that is on the street, on the filthy street. We do not have people walking along and picking up food from the street and eating it. And accordingly, memele ein lemachal ze chashivu shel machal sheitzdarech labio. Accordingly, this food that is on the floor in a public area, filthy, we would not dub that something that has significance as food that we would have to lift it up or move it to the side. Accordingly, if it is there in a public area, people don't lift up food that is open on the street, that is not wrapped up. Accordingly, this is not considered in the prohibition of bizui ochlim, of disgrace of food, that I would continue causing it, because at this point it is not considered food of significance because it's already been effectively destroyed. Now, an exception to the rule is if it is wrapped up or it is a nice piece of food, it's shalem, if you have a nice roll there and it has not been run over by a car and spritz with water and rained on and the like, that would be something that is a dignified piece of food, then accordingly, that would be appropriate for people to eat, even if people don't eat it, but that would be appropriate. It's wrapped up, it's whole, it's not filthy, it's not been destroyed yet. Then we would have to tend to it, even in the sheath of Rav Eliashiv, we would have to lift it up or put it in an area that would not be trampled on. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karelitz is of the view that it doesn't matter if it's in a Rishus HaRabim, the public area on the street, it's getting dirty, there would still be an obligation to lift it up. So he doesn't hold by the second exception to the rule. Again, the first exception to the rule is if it's smaller than a kazayas, then we do not have to deal with it. We can't walk on it. We don't have to deal with it to move it. And the second exception to the rule is something that is situated in a way that people would not eat it. For example, in a very public area, filthy area, dirty, all streets are filthy. As long as it's not wrapped up or it's not shalem, it's not a whole piece of something that is dignified, we would not have to deal with it. We would have to not walk on it, but we wouldn't have to move it. And the third exception to the rule, and this is going to be more in the land of Israel, ma'achal, well, this could be anywhere, actually. For one reason, it's going to be more in Israel. For another different reason, maybe more in Chutz La'aretz, food that is not edible by a Jew. Not that it's not edible, but it wouldn't. It's prohibited to be eaten by a Jew because we have, for example, kashrus concerns. So ma'achal sh'asru ba'achila li'Israel, efshar la'ashiro munach ala karka, something that would be prohibited for a Jew to eat. We can leave it on the floor, vein chiv lagbia, and we would not have to lift it up. So, for example, he goes on to say in the Sefer Eitz Asad that this would be a limud zchus, so it would be a basis to find merit to be lenient nowadays to not have this prohibition. Why? Because the default would be when you see food in the street, if it's fruits and vegetables, people would typically, according to the majority, would not have taken shumas and maestras. I'm not sure how this comes into practice, actually, because if you're in Bnei Brak, you can assume, don't make any assumptions, don't eat it, but most of the fruits and vegetables you find in Bnei Brak are going to have shumas and maestras taken. But in any case, he says in general, we're looking on a global basis, that when you find fruit, vegetables on the floor, you don't have an assumption that it has been tithed, and if it hasn't been tithed, it's prohibited for a Jew to eat it. Accordingly, this is not considered quote-unquote food. It doesn't have the status of food. If it doesn't have the status of food, it doesn't have to be moved by us when we encounter it on the floor. So we would say the same thing, I said, more in Israel, more in Chutz La'aretz. So this concept, that concern would be that it hasn't been tithed, the Chumas and Maisha is not taken, that would be an Israel concern, not a concern out of Israel, but out of Israel you'd have more of a concern that the food is going to be treif. You'd have that, unfortunately, also in Israel, but even more so in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, that is not going to be food that can be eaten. So that sounds like this third rationale is, could be a fairly large rationale to be lenient nowadays. If it's something that a Jew cannot eat, then you don't have an obligation to lift it up, to move it to the side. So kashrus concerns would apparently be a huge issue then, certainly in Chutz La'aretz, and it would be a limud zchus. It doesn't mean that this is a lechatchila to rely on, but it could be that people who aren't strict about this is a basis upon which they are lenient. Have a wonderful day.